Franciscan friars in Assisi and across the world have prepared in a special way for the historic visit to Assisi of the first pope to bear the name Francis. One of them is Brother Marco Savioli, a Franciscan friar at the Basilica of Santa Maria degli Angeli at the feet of Assisi. This basilica encloses the tiny 9th century Porziuncula, the most sacred place for the Franciscans, because it was here that the young Francis understood his vocation and renounced the world in order to live in poverty among the poor and thus started the Franciscan movement. Just days before the Pope's visit to Assisi, he told me that the fact that the Pope has chosen to meet with the poor and with the sick is a message to us all to never stop serving them. But first, he talks of his life as a Franciscan friar, having made his solemn vows only a few days ago.
I'm Brother Marco. I'm a friar of this community of the Porciuncula, and I joined the friary almost 7 years ago, and I just had my solemn vows a few days ago, and now I'm here helping in the sanctuary. And of course, I'm also a student, a theology student, the last year.
Well, congratulations then. And we're here just before the Pope's visit to Assisi, Pope Francis. Now, you are at the Porziuncula, a very significant and symbolic place in St. Francis's life. It's the place of pardon. What meaning does this particular place have in the world today? Why do so many pilgrims still come here?
First of all, I think that pilgrims love very much St. Francis as a saint of about 8 centuries ago, but always still very actual for people. And Porciuncula was the most beloved place by St. Francis during his lifetime. And of course, I think that Pope Francis also will be very pleased to visit a place such as Porciuncula, especially consecrated to the Holy Virgin Mary. And also, as you said before, a place of pardon obtained by St. Francis here, and also a place of prayer. So pardon and prayer, I heard that since the very beginning of Pope Francis' pontificate, these two matters were very, very strong, have turned out as basics in his action and the preaching from the very beginning. Also, Pope Francis is speaking a lot about God's love and tenderness, and we can see it also in his behaving towards children and in every meeting, public meeting. And the Porciuncula also is coming more and more a sanctuary in which many families come to consecrate their children to the Virgin Mary. And we are very pleased because from here, 8 centuries ago, St. Francis moved with his first 11 companions. And the first friar moved to Rome to meet the Pope. And now a Pope called Francis comes here for the first time in his life as a pilgrim to meet the St. Francis.
There's so many Franciscan friars in and around Assisi. Here at Santa Maria degli Angeli, what is your life? What is it that you are dedicated to in particular?
First of all, prayer, as in every religious community of consecrated people, prayer is the structure of our day. We are together as a community. So the first thing, the community, the friary. And here it's a special place because we have also the seminary with the theology students and also the infirmary with our older fathers, in which other friars are taking care of them. So in this prayer becomes also a mission because here a lot of people come here and pray with us, with the friary. And the other parts of the mission of the evangelization are structured in many, many activities here. For example, we've got, first of all, the sanctuary with the liturgy and prayer, as I said, the confessions. We have also a lot of volunteers helping us to serve these people who are coming here. And also art and culture are ways of evangelization, especially the museum and other activities and the music. And there is a good work also with the young people here. We've got courses and a lot of friars being spiritual fathers for these people. Missions organized also from here. Pilgrims also, young people. And we got the parish, we got the Domus Pacis, and also helping to the diocese here and the parish, the Caritas. And maybe I forget something, but here we are. It's a special place for friars, so we are many friars and working. Here we have also this kind of satellites community around, such as I said, the seminary, the infirmary, and also friars working with young people and the parish and other. We are about almost 70 friars.
Now, on Friday, Pope Francis will come here. He will greet you. What do you expect of this visit? What are your hopes?
I think that the hopes of the friary and of the people who are loving St. Francis is to have an important word from the Holy Father. He has chosen to meet, first of all, the poor people and sick people, also to teach us to never stop to serve, especially these people. So me, I'm expecting a special word, maybe a new word also.
How are you preparing?
First of all, we are praying. Not only every friar, but also as a community and with people every day, we say during the Vespers a special prayer for the Holy Father, for his visit, and especially for us to be able to meet him here in a good way. Yeah, and the preparation is especially carrying on our activities and our mission day by day. And also, of course, the organization of the visit. So we are working together with the whole Franciscan family here around Assisi, and also with the Bishop of Assisi and other bishops in the diocese and the parish and the Caritas. So it's a good occasion also to work together.